Sai Ram, dear listeners. Today in Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, we are going to learn a bhajan dedicated to Lord Ganesha, one of the most bewitching and charming forms of the Lord. The first line of this bhajan is Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. This bhajan, which is in the language Sanskrit, has 5 lines in all. So let's get started with first familiarizing ourselves with its lyrics.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. He Shiva Nandana Pahi Gajanana. Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. Eka Danta Gunavanta Vinayaka. Vigna Harana Shubha Mangala Charana. Pranava Swarupa Pahi Gajanana.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to the most important and interesting part of this classroom. We will now learn to sing this bhajan. As a lead singer sings the tune of this bhajan very slowly, please follow him as best as you can, along with the second singer, line after line.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
He Shiva Nandana Pahi Gajanana.
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 Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
Ekadanta Gunavanta Vinayaka.
Ekadanta Gunavanta Vinayaka.
Ekadanta Gunavanta Vinayaka.
Ekadanta Gunavanta Vinayaka.
Vigna Harana Shubha Mangala Charana.
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 Pranav Swarupa Pahi Gajanana.
Pranav Swarupa Pahi Gajanana.
Pranav Swarupa Pahi Gajanana.
Pranav Swarupa Pahi Gajanana.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
This tune is based on the raga Todi, which in Carnatic music tradition is called Shubha Pantuvarali. And here are a few other Sai Bhajans in the same raga.
Daya karo he, daya nidhe, he Bhagavan. Shirdi nivasa sai Shankara. Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana Sitaram Bolo Bolo Sitaram Radhesham Bolo Bolo Radhesham.
This bhajan is set to Aditalam, which in Hindustani music is called Kehrwa Taal. We are now aware of the tune, the raga and the tala. And now let's move on to another significant aspect, which is understanding the meaning of this bhajan. And we start with the first line.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
Here, the word Prathama means first, and Vandana means worship. So Prathama Vandana refers to the one who is always offered the first worship. The third word Gauri literally refers to one who is bright, one of fair and radiant complexion. This is in fact one of the names of the Divine Mother, who represents the life-giving and life-fostering energy principle of this cosmos. And the last word, Nandana, means a son or an offspring. So when we say Gauri Nandana, we refer to the one who is born out of Gauri. Of course, India's ancient legend has it that the elephant-faced Lord Ganesha is the son of Mother Parvati, which is another name of Mother Gauri. But what it truly means is that everything that fills this universe has emerged from the divine energy principle. Even Lord Ganesha, who is considered as the first deity to be worshipped during any sacred occasion, is born out of that cosmic energy principle. But why is the first obeisance always offered to Lord Ganesha? Bhagwan Baba explains this, first through an ancient legend and later through its spiritual significance. According to ancient Indian story, it so happened that once the divine parents, Lord Shiva and Mother Gauri, held a contest for their two sons, Ganesha and Subramanya. They said that they would offer a special grace in the form of a fruit to whoever came first in circumambulating the universe. Now Subramanya, who has the peacock as his vehicle, immediately flew out. Ganesha, however, chose to sit quietly for a while, and then, just before Subramanya returned, he simply took three rounds around his parents and returned to his seat. The divine parents, of course, were intrigued and sought from Ganesha an explanation. Then Lord Ganesha said, "O divine father and mother, the entire universe is permeated by both of you. It is an act of delusion to attempt to go round the phenomenal universe. To go round both of you is the true circumambulation of this cosmos." It is said that Lord Shiva was so impressed with Lord Ganesha's wisdom and intelligence that he conferred on him a boon, saying, "O dear Ganesha, all those who worship me will first offer their worship to you." Now, through this tale, Bhagwan tells us how important it is to revere our parents. This is in fact exemplified in the worship of Lord Ganesha. Another significance of addressing Lord Ganesha as Prathama Vandana is that he is the Lord who is adored as Vigneshwara, that is, the one who is endowed with all Aishwarya, which refers to every conceivable form of wealth, and also the one who removes all obstacles to their enjoyment. Swami says, as everyone desires and delights in wealth and prosperity, it has been a time-honored tradition to offer the primary worship to Lord Ganesha. So if we take this first line in its entirety, Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana, here we adore Lord Ganesha as the primary deity or the god of auspicious beginnings, who is born out of the supreme and radiant energy principle, Gauri. So that is the meaning of the first line. And now let's move on to the second line.
He Shivanandana Pahi Gajanana.
Here, He is an expression to call out to the Lord. And the second word, Shiva, literally means auspiciousness. Shiva is the supreme principle which represents God, G-O-D, generation, organization, and dissolution. He is the Sadashiva, or the eternal auspicious one, the pure consciousness, the creator of time, the master of the soul, and the lord of nature. So Shivanandana refers to the one who is an offspring of Lord Shiva, and it is Lord Ganesha who is adored as the one who has directly emerged from Lord Shiva. In fact, in ancient Indian legend, there is a story about how Lord Shiva actually conferred a rebirth to Ganesha after he was vanquished and his head sheared off in a battle. This is after Mother Parvati had originally breathed life into the little Ganesha. Therefore, Ganesha is always adored as the son of Lord Shiva and Mother Gauri or Parvati. However, legends apart, what it really connotes is that everything has emerged from that one cosmic being, which is the principle of Shiva, and everything animates because of the supreme energy principle, which is Shakti or Gauri. The last phrase is Pahi Gajanana. The word Gajanana can be split into Gaja and Anana. Gaja means elephant and Anana means face. So Gajanana literally refers to the one who has the face like that of an elephant. Lord Ganesha, we know, looks fascinating with his slender trunk. And Baba says that there is an inner meaning of this elephantine head of the Lord. It in fact signifies intelligence and leadership qualities. The elephant in the jungle is a symbol of might and magnitude and makes its own way in the forest. It also shows others the way. It is not only highly intelligent, but also is known for its fidelity and gratitude. It is said that even in its last moments, if it hears the voice of its master, the elephant immediately looks out for him. It would gladly sacrifice its life for its master. This combination of intelligence and gratitude is what is truly commendable. Baba adds that intelligence without gratitude is valueless. So this is what the elephantine head of Lord Ganesha conveys. And when we say Pahi Gajanana, we call out to Lord Ganesha to protect us. So in this second line, Hey Shivanandana, Pahi Gajanana, we call out, O Lord Ganesha, you are the one born out of the supreme cosmic principle. O Lord, Please protect us. Please safeguard us. We now move to the third line.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana.
This line is a repeat of the first line, wherein we adore Lord Ganesha as the one who is always offered the first worship, and also as the one who is a manifestation from the cosmic energy principle, Mother Gauri. Let's now move on to the fourth line.
Ekadanta Gunavanta Vinayaka.
Ekadanta, the first word, means the one with a single tusk. And there is an ancient story related to this appellation of Lord Ganesha. It is Lord Ganesha who undertook the task of writing the mammoth holy epic Mahabharata to the dictation of sage Vyasa. It is said that before this project commenced, sage Vyasa laid down the condition that Lord Ganesha should continue to write non-stop as he dictated the story. Now, Lord Ganesha too stipulated the condition that Vyasa should never pause his narration and that it should go on without a single break. Now, as the work proceeded, suddenly Lord Ganesha's pen broke. And so, what the Lord immediately did was that he broke one of his tusks and, using it as a pen, continued to write without a stop. Bhagwan Baba says that this is in fact a shining example of sacrifice for the welfare of humanity. Sacrifice, the Vedas declare, is the highest among the virtues, which can confer even immortality. So this explains the name Ekadanta. The next word is Gunavanta. Guna refers to the attributes, but here Gunavanta means the one who is the treasure house of sacred virtues. Ganesha is adored as the one who confers Siddhi and Buddhi, that is, spiritual fulfillment as well as supreme intelligence. And the last word in this line is Vinayaka. Baba says that this can be split into Vinayaka, which means the one without a Nayaka or a leader. That is to say, Lord Ganesha is second to none. He is a master unto himself. Vinayaka also means the Lord of Vidya or learning, and this includes all forms of knowledge. Explaining further on this name, Baba has said that Vinayaka is truly the master indweller in every being. Vinayaka is the repository of all goodness. He is in fact the conscience present within everyone. Baba says this voice of conscience must be respected and obeyed if one has to lead a safe and peaceful life. So in this entire line, Ekadanta Gunavanta Vinayaka, we adore the Lord. O Lord Ganesha, the God with a single tusk, you are the paragon of sacrifice of all virtues. You are the one without a second who confers spiritual wisdom and at the same time secular intelligence. We now move on to the fifth line.
Vighnaharan Shubhamangala Charana.
Vighna, the first word, means obstacles, and Harana means to take away or remove. So Vighnaharana refers to the one who annihilates our problems and miseries. The third and the fourth word, Shubha, and Mangala mean auspicious or sacredness. And the last word, Charana, refers to the sacred feet of the Lord. It is said, to seek the grace of the Divine, the best way is to surrender at the feet of the Lord. Explaining the significance of the feet, Baba says that the feet form the basis for not only the physical frame of the body, but also for spiritual and ethical purposes. It is the feet that support the body. Even scientifically speaking, Baba says that blood flows from the feet upwards to all parts of the body, and it is this blood which sustains the entire body. The feet, therefore, refer to the limb that sustains life. It is for this reason that one falls at the feet of the other person to beg pardon or seek mercy. Similarly, when one sincerely surrenders at the feet of the Lord, divine grace and divine vision is assured. So in this entire line, Vighna Harana, Shubha Mangala Charana, we again adore the Lord. O Lord Ganesha, we take refuge at thy feet, which are holy and auspicious. You are the one who annuls our difficulties and miseries. We now come to the last line.
Pranavaswarupa Pahi Gajanana.
The first word here is Pranava, which refers to the primordial sound Om. Bhagwan Baba says Om Ityekaksharam Brahma, which means this single sound Om is divinity itself. It is at the root of all the sounds in all the worlds. And Lord Ganesha, who is the primary deity, represents and in fact is the embodiment of this primordial sound of creation, Om. So that explains the meaning of the phrase Pranava Swarupa. And the last phrase is Pahi Gajanana, which we discussed earlier, which is a prayer to the Lord to protect us. So in this entire line, Pranava Swarupa Pahi Gajanana, we call out to the Lord, O Lord Ganesha, you are the one who embodies the original sound of creation. You are the one, the Supreme Lord, the primary Lord. Please protect us. So that was the meaning of every line of this bhajan. We hope this will help us to meditate on the beautiful form of Lord Ganesha better as we sing this bhajan in the right tune and beat. And now, let's listen to the live recording of this bhajan sung in the Prashantinilaya Mandir by the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the divine presence of Bhagwan Baba.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. Shiva Nandana Pahi Gajanana. Shiva Nandana Pahi Gajanana. Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana. ಏಕದಂತ ಗುಣವಂತ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಏಕದಂತ ಗುಣವಂತ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಏಕದಂತ ಗುಣವಂತ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಜಾನನ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಗೌರಿ ನಂದನ ಏಕದಂತ ಗುಣವಂತ ವಿನಾಯಕ
This brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. You are welcome to send us your feedback and comments as always to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much for being with us, and dear listeners, let's sanctify our lives by immersing ourselves in His name and in His glory. Sai Ram from Prashantinilaya.